is. It's Jimmy Twin. Thank you so much for coming
on. Pleasure to be here.
Now, we had you on the show only a couple of weeks back, or about 2 months ago, I suppose it was now. Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. Because you won the Men on Men art show at the Laird Hotel.
Yes, I did, and I'm still quite humbled over it. So yeah. It's
and congratulations again for that win. What has it done in the, you know, like you said, you've been quite humbled from that. What has it done for you in the last couple of months?
I've been quite busy, so producing more artwork. So
because people now want your art?
Well, hopefully. So I'm preparing for two exhibitions at the moment. So the Midsummer exhibition, which I thought was a very long time away, until a good friend of mine, Peter, was saying that I need to produce one work a fortnight to get everything done in time. So starting that process now.
And have you got a particular theme? Because you're known for your gorgeous little teddy bears, and some are really cutesy, and then there are others who are the one that won the prize and the one that you've donated for the art auction is quite a little bit darker, aren't they?
Yeah, so it's going to be a bit of a combination of both. So one thing that inspired my current series of artworks with the teddy bear pictures was my mother passing, and one thing that I was working on the side probably about for 2 years was to use some of these more like the cutesy, like vulnerable teddy bear pictures in a picture book. And so the book entitled The Teddy Bear Who Received No Hugs.
Oh, yeah. That's so cute. So, when you told us that last time, I thought that was so gorgeous.
So the work's going to consist of the actual imagery to use in that book. So it'll be like a wooden panel series of those. And then it'll be accompanied by a bit more emotive pieces and a bit more of my experiences.
Right, okay.
In our community.
And is this your first full-on exhibition like this?
I've had a few exhibitions. So I'm the kind of artist who prefers to be part of group exhibitions, just so the focus is just not on myself and my own works, but it also, it's great to produce works that marry to a certain theme and see how other people have interpreted the same sort of work in gone different directions completely.
Yeah. And with the book, it's going to be available for sale?
I'm not sure. If it gets done in time, sure. I'd say so the story's done, preliminary like sketches and storyboards complete. Whether it will be sellable, no idea, but I'm doing more as this project, more to just sort of complete the sort of like cycle at the moment.
And as you said, you're actually going to sell individual pieces from the... And is it a child story or is it an adult story?
I think a little bit of both. So I think it's more so, even though the imagery is very much children book-esque, it's a little bit dark and sort of like reflects upon how many people in society tend to be forgotten. And look at the LGBTIQ community, particularly we've got like a great older population who are vastly neglected at the moment. Then we have a lot of people who are isolated in their own community, whether they're coming out. So I'm kind of wanting that to be sort of the underlying theme without it being obvious, but that there are people there who need a love, and sometimes they're not sure that they need the love themselves.
Oh, God, you're such a nice person. And you know, Brendan said horrible things about you.
Definitely not.
So, what? You know, like, this must be so wonderful, this moment in time for you right this very minute, Jimmy. You know, like, you've had quite a spectacular year as an artist, haven't you?
Yeah, so at the beginning of this year, I was helping to curate Queer Art Prize Australia. In June this year, I was in Sydney curating Pride Art 2017, which is a international art series held during Pride Week, so run by the law firm Clifford Chance. Now,
tell us a little bit about that. You did last time you were in, but where was that exhibited?
So that was exhibited in their offices in Sydney. So in the same time around the world, and I'm going to forget now, I think it's in 12 different cities. So the main one being in their headquarters in London. And so it's a showcase of the best LGBTI art in the world, really. So they try to find what is standout emerging talent from different parts. And then at the same time, this exhibition's run to... it's more from them, from the corporate stance, to bring in art dealers, art buyers, representatives from the community, say, okay, how can we promote the sort of work and the messages these artists want to put forward?
Yeah, and how did it go?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. So there was tenants of about, I think it was 120, so it was an invitation-only affair, and we had 20 artworks on display from 19 artists, including Kim Lutweiler, who's just recently, for the second time, she's an Archibald finalist, and also Sulman Prize as well, finalist this year. So her work was most certainly the centrepiece of the exhibition.
Right, okay. And how did you get the gig? You know, how did you come to be asked to do it?
It was just purely because of the few other art exhibitions I've been involved with in the past. So both with Queer Art Prize Australia, and also I ran a charity exhibition at the Laird 2 years ago called Bearing the Burden to raise money for Switchboard Victoria. And the organisers, who I'd never met before, they were just scouring to find out what sort of content they can put forward. And then they saw this work come up and they said, okay, let's, can you provide something else?
Yep. So, yeah. And speaking of raising money for things, let's talk about the piece that you've donated for the Joy auction coming up on Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect?
So there's two pieces, actually.
Oh, two pieces.
So one of them is actually a quite large acrylic work, and so that one is called like Understanding Need, and it depicts like this childlike entity that's reaching out for a teddy bear, or dropping a teddy bear, depending on which angle you look at the painting.
I reckon
painting.
It's dropping.
Yeah.
dropping it down a well or something, I get the feeling. Is that
yeah, it's very deliberate, yes. Mm. So it's meant to be a bed, but put on the vertical axis. So whether it's about people letting go of their childhood, letting go of their innocence, or grasping out and reaching for things that they have in their life or they feel that they need. So I think that's the sort of message I want to bring across.
Have you still got your teddy bear from when you were a kid?
I do, but my sister, she's been a very diligent woman with six children. So most of my stuffed toys, including my first teddy bear, they've gone through the rounds many times now.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's great to see that what teddy bears I loved when I was little is actually now sitting on a little 4-year-old's bed at the moment,
yeah,
so I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, mine's with a 6-year-old nephew, or great-nephew, so, you know, like one removed. It's just wonderful what you're doing. And now you've got something else, a new project that you're working on right this very moment as well.
So I think...
Oh, hold on. You hadn't finished talking about...
A beautiful one in front of us.
So the other piece, though, I think... For my teddy bear works, normally I use like ink and brush for it. So it's very heavy on shadow and playing with negative and positive space. So there's a series of works I've created that's called like the Farewell series. So this is Farewell number 2, and it depicts a teddy bear sort of like gesturing to a little butterfly. And that's in direct sort of like sort of memory of my mother and sort of the influence that she has still in my life. So yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, like that's so cute.
It's so cute
and so moving at the same time.
Yeah, so it's an ink and crayon piece.
Right.
And you've got it framed in a very beautiful way as well. Was that a very deliberate thing that you wanted to present it in a certain way?
Oh, look, I think I'm like most artists who shop upon impulse, that you just go through any store and then you just see something, you see a frame and go, okay, I'm going to buy 5 or 10 of those because they're on sale. I think this is pretty much what it was.
It's a beautiful frame.
Beautiful in that frame.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Now, this other project that you've got coming up.
Yes, so which is on, opens on Tuesday. So at the Laird is a part of a week of leather, which is their celebration of male sexuality, leather and fetish, in conjunction with Down and Dirty. We're holding for the first time an art exhibition, and it's called Hand Jobs, so which means that it's hand-drawn artworks.
Oh, not the other hand job.
What are you thinking?
I don't know what I was thinking.
And it's essentially, it's a way for artists to be able to play with ideas that normally won't be able to be exhibited in normal spaces. And each work that's donated is then will be sold during a week of leather to raise money for the David Williams Fund to provide assistance for people living with HIV.
Yep, fantastic. Again, thank you so much. We didn't know about this second one. You brought it in today, which is, you know, like, it's going to be very popular on Thursday night. So thank you again for the donation of the two pieces for the art auction, the Joy Art Auction on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
And you'll be there on the night.
Yes.
Okay. And it is at Cohen Cellars, which is in East Melbourne. So it's very easy. You can walk from here. It's about a 15-minute walk. That's how close it is from the heart of the city, and you need to buy a ticket at joy.org.au. There is a banner on the front page of the Joy website where you find out all the information, and it starts at 6 o'clock, so it's straight after work, which is good. You don't have to go home in this miserable weather and come out. That's straight from work.
Yeah, straight there. And thanks again, Jimmy Twin, for coming in and for your two stunning artworks that we get to
you're more than welcome,
give to the highest bidder and support Joy at the same time.
Hopefully they raise a lot of money.
Exactly right. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.